Proclamation number 873, dated the April 19th, 1939. Sensual love. So today, for the strengthening of the spirit, you shall receive one more proclamation concerning love, and namely from a specific point of view. People often describe something with the word love, which, in itself, is indeed love too, yet it is far removed from what is preached to people, the practice of which shall be the human being's first and last task. It concerns the love of the senses, which you so often want to understand as the concept of love. Yet you should know that you are more likely to destroy true love if you don't resist sensual love, for it is a game of deceit by the adversary. It is, as it were, his means by which the human soul only too often falls into his trap. The human being completely submits himself to the control of evil if he does not resist his physical lust. This is the love which endeavors to possess, yet it will never ever be able to refine the human being and therefore cannot lead to union with the highest entity either. So the human being must be very much on his guard that his soul and its progress will not be at serious risk due to purely physical longing. He has to consider that it is far more difficult to suppress this lust once he has become addicted to it, and that all love on earth which purely applies to earthly interests therefore can never be right before God. For love which is not giving but merely aims to fulfill earthly desires is likewise set to accomplish earthly success and consequently not intended by God. For God only considers a heart's innermost feeling. If this is truly selfless and only ever wants to give love, regardless of its own advantage, such deeds of love will also result in the reward inherent in them. They will lead to heartfelt union with the Divine Savior. Amen.